You are the sons of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves, or make any baldness on your foreheads for the dead. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession, out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall tithe all the yield of your seed that comes from the field year by year. And before the Lord your God, in the place that he will choose to make his name dwell there, you shall eat the tithe of your grain, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herd and flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. At the end of every 3 years, you shall bring out all the tithe of your produce in the same year, and lay it up within your towns. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance with you, and the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your towns, shall come and eat and be filled, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands that you do. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor shall release what he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, his brother, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may exact it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release. But there will be no poor among you, for the Lord will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance to possess, if only you will strictly obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all this commandment that I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you, as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall rule over many nations, but they shall not rule over you. If among you one of your brothers should become poor in any of your towns within your land that the Lord your God has given you, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand against your poor brother. But you shall open your hand to him, and lend him sufficient for his need, whatever it may be. Take care, lest there be an unworthy thought in your heart, and you say, "The seventh year, the year of release, is near," and your eye look grudgingly on your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to the Lord against you, and you be guilty of sin. You shall give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him, because for this the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. For there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you, he shall serve you 6 years, and in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty-handed. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress. As the Lord your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this day. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, through the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You are a peculiar people. That's how scholars working for King James translated what St. Peter wrote. You are a peculiar people, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Reading through the excerpts from Deuteronomy appointed for today, peculiar is a word that seems to fit. The Lord commanded his people to do peculiar things. They were to stand out from the nations by the fact that they didn't disfigure their bodies when they grieved for the dead. They were to bring 10% of their grain and other produce to the place that the Lord would choose to make his name dwell there. That would be Jerusalem. And to eat it there. Every 7 years they were to forgive the loans that they had made, and they were specifically warned not to tighten their purse strings and refuse to loan money to poor or needy brothers when the end of that 7-year period was approaching, even though that would mean lending with the expectation of, at best, only partial repayment. In addition, if they owned slaves, they were to free them in the 7th year. And not just free them, but as they freed them, furnish them liberally from their own flocks and granaries and wine cellars. Peculiar actions indeed, but not actions without a reason. These peculiar actions had the purpose of teaching Israel to fear the Lord their God always, and to remind them that the Lord their God would bless them in all the work of their hands that they did. Their generosity to the poor was to be in response to the Lord their God blessing them in all their work, that in all that they undertook. They were to free their slaves, remembering that they had been slaves in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord their God had redeemed them. Their peculiar actions were to mark them as a people holy to the Lord, chosen to be a people for his treasured possession, out of all of the people who were on the face of the earth. That's not far from what St. Peter writes about you and me. Christians, sinners redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, are called to be peculiar, to live as the people of God, to live in such a way that they draw attention to the mercy and grace of God in Jesus Christ by forgiving and loving and helping those who are in need. But be careful not to let this get turned around in your mind. The goodness of the Lord does not come as a result of living a peculiar life. That's the opposite of what the Lord said through Moses and St. Peter. It is because the Lord redeemed his people while they were slaves in Egypt. Because he redeemed you while you were mired in sin and destined for death and hell. It's because of this that you now have reason to have mercy on others and forgive them, even though they don't deserve it. What Moses wrote is true. Through the cleansing blood of Jesus, you are a people holy to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you in Jesus Christ for the sake of his innocent suffering and death for you, to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Rejoice then in God's gracious, unearned goodness, and let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.